KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. Good afternoon. I am Trina Quinn, and I'm excited to be live in Studio 1A with Aucherville River, for one, yes, and a live studio audience of Concert Club members. So welcome. Real excited. Hey, your cello is wearing a t-shirt. Well, it's a long sleeve button up. But you can see a cello wearing a long sleeve button up if you join us on our Facebook page, because we're broadcasting on Facebook Live right now with this wonderful event, and we'll get to some music right now. Aucherville River on KUTX.
Hey, my little baby, pointing at the sky's amazing in the lake now. All of the sensation and no space on it to place it where it's safe now. You've got a big day coming, big day coming now. Gather the crowd around me in the gutter where you found me, help me stand now. My body, it is aching, and my poor old heart is breaking, and I'm so freaked out. We've got a big chance coming, big chance coming now. All the little Sadies and the literary ladies wish me well now. A slob upon a plane that threw silver swaying in the sundown. A hot tail, my cool haircut through the turnstiles of the airports on the run now. Flip a couple hundred pages, I was turning 38. Oh, it was a horrible sight. Got a bad day coming, a sad day coming now. I'll wear a white suit and black sunglasses to the last mass now. Okay. Seventeen. still died in some trailer park on cocaine and codeine all alone. It was a big waste, but it's such a big waste, yeah, I know. They had some great songs, it must have been a great time so long. They look so nice, it was so cold out. And then I coughed into my cup, hands and crossed the rink so I could hear the band. Two guitars, a drummer, a chick singer with a Kurtz while on a keyboard stand. And I said, play that cover. I said, play that cover song again.
Thank you.
Opperville River live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. Sounds fantastic.
Oh, good. Cool. Thank you. That's what we aim for.
Yeah, it worked. Well, you must have been practicing. So introduce the band. I know we got some new people here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I guess I'll start in order of newness or opposite order of newness. So we've got Cully Symington on the drums, who is from Austin, Texas originally. Cully played with Ockerville for a while back in the day and then didn't. And then we sort of started this record together as a project where we were just thinking, we don't know what this is. I don't know what this is. So we've got Cully back here on the drums. We've got, let's give him a hand.
Yeah.
So I was putting together the project, and then I thought, I heard this guitar player who did this amazing, wonderful acoustic and electric, beautiful guitar playing with his band Star Rover, and I thought, I need this guy to be my guitarist. So that guy is here right now with us today. His name is Will Grafe. And I remember early on asking Will who we should get as an electric bassist on some songs that we recorded near the end of the record, and he said, well, my roommate is one of the most brilliant musicians I've ever met, and I think he would be the perfect guy to do it. And he truly, truly is that good. And his name is Benjamin Lazar Davis. And a childhood friend of Ben's from Saratoga Springs, New York, who we added to put sprinkles on top of everything, who can do amazing singing, amazing harmonica playing, amazing keyboard playing on that piano, on the Rhodes, on the Mellotron. We've got Sarah K. Pettinati.
Great. And Will Shep, of course. Ockerville River has, well, a lot going on. A new album called Away, and a show tonight at the Parish, and opening up Landlady will be there. So the album...
And Corvette Summer.
Corvette Summer. Sorry, Corvette Summer. Mm-hmm. A little red Corvette Summer showing up. Well, Away is the new album, and it recently came out this month. You went away, right, to write it?
Yeah.
Not too far. Not outer space or anything, but you went far.
I had gotten to this place, I guess maybe in my personal life, but also sort of in my career, kind of felt like for a variety of reasons, I'd hit a wall, you know, kind of personally, professionally, spiritually, maybe. And it got too much for me, and I sort of split town. Mm-hmm. And I have a friend who was nice enough to let me stay at a place that she has up in the Catskills. And I was just writing. And that was right around the time that Cully had written me and said, hey, we should do some writing. And I was mm-hmm. like, yeah, okay, sure, I'll come up with something, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly I started writing for that project. It was kind of just like us going to be us goofing off. Mm-hmm. But all of this stuff came out, you know, all of this like really... meaningful, deep, like sort of self-therapy writing came out. And that's when I started going, well, you know, I should try to be, maybe make something more out of this. And it was something I was sort of secretly keeping in, you know, in the sock drawer for like years and years because I didn't even know what it was. And then eventually I thought, you know, I guess this is sort of a step forward with Aukerville River, you know, in a way.
Great. Well, I saw a video and you were in a casket.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of scary. What was it like getting into a casket?
That's a funny question because a lot of people have asked me that. I had this vision for that video, the song I just played, which I directed a video for. Mm-hmm. Early on, I thought, I want to be lying there in a casket with people mourning me. It was such a hectic shoot. There was so much work and there was so much concentration and so much, I was doing so many things that I didn't have a chance to like fully ponder my own mortality.
You're going
to
write
I will
a song
say
about
that
it later.
It wasn't until there's a scene when the drone shot's climbing up and up and up when Tim Blake Nelson, the actor playing the priest, comes around and actually closes the casket. And that was the most intense part of it where I was like, whoa, hey, I'm like really here. But everything else about it was more just like me just trying to finish the video.
Yeah,
on
that
time.
Makes sense. Yeah. So yeah, you'll probably think about it later and write a really long song about it. Yeah. Well, I love your songwriting. You write long songs, mm-hmm. and you use a lot of words.
Yeah.
But they're good words. No, they really actually they speak to me personally. I don't know. I guess the people in the audience as well because they came to see you. But you're very personal with your lyrics, and is there any shyness about sharing anything, or you're just like, I'm just going to let this roll right?
That's a question that I think about a lot, because I think there's two different parts of my brain, one of them that governs songwriting, and the other part that governs just like moving through life as a person. And sometimes I'm a little bit freaked out with the decisions the songwriter guy made for my own life, because I don't necessarily like to be super disclosing. And it actually kind of sometimes makes me uncomfortable in a weird way. But I think when I'm writing, I forget about all that because I'm just sort of like alone with whatever, you know, songwriting, like the muse. I hate that word and concept, but it feels somewhat accurate to me in terms of the sense of wanting to feel like there's a presence near you. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, hey, I told the muse that, you know, not you guys, you know, I forgot you were there, like hypothetically later on down the line. Yeah. I mean, a lot of this record, you mentioned the wordiness and you mentioned the length. A lot of this record was, I would beat myself up because I was like, oh, you know, I, why do I use so many words? Why do I like phrasing and language? And why do I try so hard to put that into like rock music, which is supposed to be shorter lines and less words. And, you know, why do I like a song that takes a long time to unfold and puts you in a space as opposed to just like it's a one and done like thing. And this record was so much about just not doing anything I didn't want to do. It was just about like partially, I think, maybe because I was not worried about it coming out necessarily. I didn't know what it was. So I just thought, Will, you write a lot of words, you know, own it. Like, just be yourself, you know. You write long songs, just like embody it. It's who you are, you know. Mm-hmm. So a lot of this is the reason that I didn't, you know, go too crazy with editing was because of that.
Yeah, well, it works for you. I mean, I think it's defining that you're a songwriter and you're going to write a lot of words in your songs. I wonder sometimes how you remember the words while you're singing.
I wonder how I remember them. Yeah.
Deep down inside. I'm talking to Will Sheff and the band Ockerville River. We're live in Studio 1A, and you can watch what's happening here live on Facebook, on our Facebook page, if you'd like to. The band has a show tonight at the Parish. The new album is called Away, and we're talking about some of the songs. One of the songs that I read about was Days Spent Floating in the Half Between, and there's interesting songwriting that happened with that one, right?
Yeah, I had done this thing where I had just written down the first sentence that popped into my head every morning, and I'd sort of saved it away from myself so I wouldn't go back and read it again. And I just put all of that in order and made this big, long kind of poem out of it. And the night before the recording session, I just took two chords and kind of like set them to that thing. And I didn't tell anybody in the band that much about it because I was really sheepish because we already had 11 songs we were supposed to cut in 2 days. And then at the last minute, we had a second. And I said, hey, I kind of want to try the song. You remember we went into the lounge of the studio, which was blasting Fox News for some reason.
Dun, dun, dun.
And we just whipped it up and played it back and forth. Will wrote that really wonderful melody line that's in there. And we just went in and cut it. I think it was like just a first take. You know, like, yeah. And then the bassist on the record, Noah Garabedian, was like, I want in on that song. So he jumped in. And then Cully overdubbed drums. And that's what we put on the record. You know, it's just like very much in the moment, last minute kind of thing. But that was a lot of what this record was about, like just trusting intuition, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's so interesting and fun. What a fun way to see how something comes together.
I've never done anything that short notice before.
Would you think about what you had written down the day before at all? Or you're just
I didn't want to know because I didn't want to be smart. I didn't want to be like, oh, I see how I can tie that in. You know what I mean? There's certain poetic forms that I, when I was like studying that stuff, where there's like supposed to be a bunch of lines that aren't related to each other at all. Except they sort of are in some like mystical way. And that was what I wanted to do, was like, I didn't want to know. I didn't want to be clever with it. So I hid them. Actually, the technique is not super romantic. I just would write an email and email it to myself and then remember to not read it. And then at the end, all these emails with the same subject line, and I just pulled them all together.
Will Sheff and Ockerville River live in Studio 1A. Away is the new album. Let's hear another one.
All right. Well, this is, I think, the shortest song on the record. It's track 3, and it's called The Industry.
Against the world, but now it's me against something so big and abstract that I can't tell what it is. All while you're out there grinding on some poor girl who is backstage at the 6.8 Rock Fest. some country heads trying to bum rush the VIP.
Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9, and we're broadcasting live on Facebook too if you want to jump on, because those two songs were for the airwaves. We're going to grab one more here in the studio, and we'll share all three online on our music archives page, KUTX.org. So yeah, they'll cut one more off the air. If you'd like to check out that tune, do jump on our Facebook page. Doesn't matter if you're at work. Just kidding. Don't do that if you're at work. As long as no one's watching you. All right. So thanks so much for listening. Thanks, Cliff Hargrove, for engineering. Jake Perlman is doing the sound mix here in the studio. It's sounding great. Thank you to the Concert Club members who are here. Really appreciate you coming in. Playing hooky, yes. And thanks so much to Ockerville River. And we hope you have an awesome show tonight at the parish. Thanks.
Cool. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it.